This is a course in how to pray in public. Many of us are called on to pray in public, and it's especially useful at this time to be able to lead in prayer. And many who have some idea about how to pray really have never been equipped to pray in public, to lead in prayer, and I hope to help that here. My name is Sharon Sarles. I am trained for the ministry. I was called at 10. I was running a church education program as a very young mother. I was in seminary at 30. Since then, I have grown churches, planted, taught college, and done teacher training for many years. Lately, I was called on to offer prayer regularly at a Christian political organization. And I got oohs and ahs and amens and hallelujahs, and even people tracking me down to tell me how much they appreciated the prayers I was offering. Of course, prayers are not for applause. I was just contributing what I could to this organization. However, I not only got surprised approbation, but I also got flack. I think some people wished me even harm. And why? Because I was doing a good job. Apparently, I'm not the only one who has that experience. But I thought that in response to that flack, that I would contribute something further, and that is to share what I have learned over a lifetime of experience. One of the things that I asked for during my internship in seminary, we were offered an internship, and I was put with one of the leading men in the denomination and a true Christian, and I look back on that still with a great deal of thanksgiving and gratitude. But one of my aims was to learn how to pray in public. And he answered that in one sentence, which I'm going to give that to you. And also, the first thing that my father told me when I told him that I was going to enter the ministry, I felt called to enter into the ministry, the first thing he said to me was, "Sharon, join Toastmasters." And I did. And that proved to be very helpful. So I went to seminary and to homiletics class already having done Toastmasters, and I think that was very, very helpful. Anyway, besides thinking about this all my life, so I'm going to offer this to you. Understand, this is about how to lead in prayer. I will, of course, talk a little bit about the content of prayer, but this is not so much a course in prayer as in how to lead appropriately in prayer. So there will be 5 portions to this. First is the mistakes that people make. Second, I will give you some structure so that even if you have to pray immediately, even if you're blindsided, you will have a structure in which to put things and so that you can sound sensible. Okay, I will talk a little bit about the content. I will give you some delivery tips. And then finally, I'll talk about leading prayer in a mixed group. For instance, what happens if you have people of all different denominations? What happens if you have Jews and Christians? What happens if, for instance, you're at a city function and you have all comers? Of course, I had to do that when I was the pastor in a church in a location. So we'll give you some help. Let's get to it.